With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us here in studio, the guy that I believe is going to end up in the Hall of Fame before it's all said and done, our good buddy Leroy Butler is sitting here next to us and getting ready for this contest this weekend. Leroy, how you been, man? Good to see you again.
Oh,
my friend.
Man, busy.
So, first of all, what's it been like since the announcement came out that you're a finalist for a gold jacket?
I guess more media requests, maybe 7 times more than normal. I guess I did more stuff in Tallahassee for whatever reason.
Really?
Yeah, that was fun. I did some stuff with Florida State TV and radio and stuff like that, and then some of the national shows, of course. But my allegiance and my pledge is to the fan base here. I mean, these are the real family people. Your show is, of course, and the big show every day on The Fan, 2 to 6 every day, because sometimes they want to do it with when we're doing our show.
Sure.
And I'm like, hey, can't do it. I mean, you just can't do it. I mean, but having people like Elmo Finger, Daniel, and these young, energetic guys, they get me where I need to be on time. And the good thing about it, all I got to do is just give them like a jersey or something because I have no money.
Yeah.
And they're happy with that. So it's been a lot of phone calls from some of the, a lot of players. The Derrick Brooks conversation was very interesting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's in – thank you. He was in the Hall of Fame. I just want to ask him a few questions, stuff like that.
Right. So you know what it's like to play San Francisco in the postseason,
yes,
obviously.
Yes,
going out there to play – now, it's not Candlestick, yeah, but it's still – you're going out there to play. It's got a rabid fan base. Yeah. How tough is it – let's just talk about the actual travel aspect of this. How tough is it to go out there – and play in this type of an environment, in this type of game?
Well, first thing, the weather sometimes can be an issue for a lot of guys. But, Bill, when you're in this position, I've been here a few times, you don't really think about that because you think this is the Final Four. This is the reason why the NFL wanted to have the best two teams. I'm sure they didn't necessarily want Tennessee and you know, Kansas City, but if you're the NFL, if I can get the number one and two seed to play together against each other, it'd be great. But the thing about me, I remember Fritz Schirmer. You remember Fritz,
yep,
our defensive,
yep,
coordinator. I remember him coming in and said, and Joe, he was real high-strung type guy, like one of these Sergeant Slaughter type. I mean, real,
right,
yelling. You know how he was.
Yep.
He came in with the game plan. He said, listen, we're not running that. I got to – I don't know if it was an epiphany. I don't know what those things is. You have a dream or what. I want to do something different. But I need everybody to buy in. It won't work. Everybody has to buy in. And I didn't necessarily know what he was talking about, Bill, but what he was saying, well, we're a stacked 4-3 team with 4 down linemen and 3 linebackers. He wanted to scrap that and run a 3-4 defense. He thought it would throw Steve Young and the group off. You know,
yeah.
Mariucci's, he thought, they don't know what we're going to do. So he put that plan in, and real quick, one of the plays, the Wayne Simmons play when Wayne caught the fumble, Craig Newsome picked it up. In a perfect world, that's supposed to be Sean Jones over there, not Wayne.
Right.
But since we switched defenses to Steve Young, he was thinking all week I'm practicing against something else, and you guys gave us something else, and next thing you know, we got ahead. And that's what Holmgren always talked about. When you go on the road, get ahead.
Right.
When you go on the road, get ahead. So here's our first 15 scripted plays. They're very, very aggressive. Now, San Francisco kind of knew what we were doing, just like the first time when they played San Francisco 37-8.
Yep.
You know, and I think Shanahan said this, that you think the Packers are going to play that bad? No, they're not. But when you know a team so well, that's when it becomes kind of a chess and checkers. You got to really think about it. And I think switching defenses really gave us an edge on these guys because that was a very cerebral team, San Francisco. These guys were smart. They were all Hall of Famers. But for us, coming from blue collar, you know, smallest market, you know, your quarterback is more flashy than ours. Ours is better because he's never missed a game. We got Reggie White, yada, yada, yada. That was the two teams I thought in the 90s was very, very interesting in playing. So I'm excited to see this matchup.
So the first time these two
and
teams
played. And they were picked to beat us, too, now.
Right, right.
Yeah, they were picked to win.
Yeah. The first time these two teams met, how much can you put into what happened? Because the Packers started off, they fumbled the football, they were playing from behind. Yeah. The defense kind of hung in there for a half and 2.5 quarters, and then the wheels just fell off. So how much can you really look at the first matchup and go, oh, boy, that's going to be an indicator as to what this game's going to be?
Well, Matt, at Florida, the first time you played these guys, your brother's over there. I mean, you got your best friend, the coordinator who you know a lot about, all the pleasantries. That's over now.
Right.
Now that's over. You know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, could have been one of these, a good story. They didn't draft him. Okay. Santa Clara, okay, great. This is a new season. They've never seen Tyler Irvin in this offense, so they don't necessarily know how they're going to use him. They're going to use him in space, him and Aaron Jones together. That'll give that defense something because you can't just drop back and just have him tee off on Aaron Rodgers. So what Aaron Rodgers has to do, get rid of the ball. Every time you hold on to it, it's bad things will happen. 1, 2, 3, get rid of it. 1, 2, 3, get rid of it. Keep the chains moving. That's why I think they'll beat them. They're going to be different because they understand they got a new game plan on what works on defenses that when you just want to blitz, I mean, or rush four people. So if you're going to rush four, we only really need to send out three guys, but we're going to have them running some kind of flooded routes. In other words, you may see a situation where you got four guys on one side. Three wide receivers – by themselves on one side, and the back is offset. You may have Jimmy Graham over there all by himself. They're going to do stuff like that to make San Francisco think about it. Because you just can't have Bosa and these guys just teeing off, especially if Bulaga is hopefully he's there. They got rid of that sickness. So I think it's going to be different. And that's just not a homer. You know, watching a lot of tape, I really think, you know, because it was four games San Francisco should have lost. That teams really exploited them. I could say the same thing with the Packers.
Yeah.
But I think the Packers got a very good chance of winning. And it come down to quarterback play to me.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo has never hosted an NFC title championship game. You don't know how he's going to react.
Yeah, he's only got one win in the postseason. We'll talk about that when we come back. Hang in there. We're talking with Leroy Butler, who hopefully should be a Hall of Famer by the
time.
Well,
it's a leap year, right?
Damn straight.
Don't waste it.
No, there's marketing all over that. We'll talk about that, too. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Let the good times roll. And I want these words to make things right. But it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is? If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key. One more time. Thanks for the memories.
How appropriate. Thanks for the memories. On the playing field, because you're not dead yet. That's the best part about it. Leroy Butler joining us here in studio for the final couple of minutes before we get out of here. So before we left you just moments ago, we were talking about the quarterback play. So Garoppolo, he's got his first postseason win under his belt. Now he finds himself in an NFC championship game. Mm-hmm. What I'd said before is something that nobody's even really discussed is, if let's just say the Packers do get up by a couple of scores. Mm-hmm. If you're Garoppolo, and let's just say Aaron's on. Mm-hmm. And you look across the field and see Aaron Rodgers on, you got to feel some pressure to go out and start matching him, thinking, if Rodgers is going to go play like this, I got to up my game. And, you know, guys that try to do stuff like that, if they try to play outside of themselves or do too much, usually make mistakes. I mean, that would bode well for the Packers, in my opinion.
I would agree. But, you know, he's it's different because you played Drew Brees in that 46-48 win. That's a regular season game.
But that's not a winner go home.
That's not. I try to tell people that in the barbershop because they brought that up. I say, dude, you don't understand. When you come in and the NFC Championship, nobody is on television but you at that time. They got all the big trucks coming in. They got satellites everywhere. You see all these stars. You're going to see Steve Young walk
by. The stage is on the field.
Right. Joe Montana and all these guys with their arms folded like expecting you to win. I mean – that's a lot on a young quarterback, but if you're Aaron Rodgers, Nothing can be better. Nothing can be better than you could put everything to bed to beat the one team that you grew up loving and they had a chance to draft you and they didn't, to go to the Super Bowl. You cannot write a better script for Aaron Rodgers to go there and just do some great things. And I expect him to just play out of his mind. And that's the only way you're going to go to the Super Bowl. It won't be some of this. So I saw people say, they got to run the ball, Aaron Jones. Stop it. No. Just the NFC Championship game. Your quarterback has to play exceptional. And that's the only way you're going to go to Miami. I mean, it is. He has to have one of these vintage Aaron Rodgers games, and that's what I expect.
I look for them not to do it too often, but at some point or another, you got to go in Richard Sherman's direction. Mm-hmm. You got to make sure you spread the field. But, you know, as we're going to find out, it can't just be Devontae. You got to have a couple other guys make some plays and move the sticks.
Yeah, you got to throw it to the open guy. I mean, but this defense, they don't like doubling very much, but sometimes, you know, they're not the best tacklers in space. That's why you got to put Tyler Urban out there to create an opportunity for Jimmy Graham and some of these guys. He's going to throw it to the open guy. But make no mistake about it, the first time they played, Devontae had 12 targets, caught 7 for 40 yards and a touchdown. Now, that's what has to increase.
Which was his first touchdown of the season.
Yes, because he had been gone. But they haven't lost since the last time they lost to these guys. So this is something new. You know, they don't want that feeling of the first time. You can even watch the films. What can you take away from it? Well, there's a few things that were different. Well, first of all, you didn't have Bulaga. You had to go out. You know, Alex Light, I think, came in at right tackle.
Alex Light came in and got schooled.
I mean, that's what backup tackles are supposed to do. So if Valdir, however you say his name, be ready. You never know when you may go in there. But the front five, every time they're going to do something else, here's a nugget. Every time you see Warner, 54, he's going to walk down over the center to run a game. Every time you see him over the center, instead of throwing the football, they're going to check to a draw. And now Corey Linsley had an easy block to just drive him straight back and get the first down. They're going to wear them out with running the football when they have that 5- and 6-man line.
Yeah.
They're going to just run the football just to give you some space. Otherwise, trust me, they're one of the few teams in the league, Bill. They will grab you so you can't slide off. So they get defensive holding a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm hopefully the referees watch that.
Do you got Packers winning this one?
Of course.
Just checking. Yeah. Just checking. Yeah. I'm not going to ask for the score. I'm just going to say, if you got them winning, that's
I just want them to win. The score is not. Yeah, they're going to win.
Okay.
Yeah. Going to Miami with me and you.
There you go. We're all going to be down there. That's going to be one hell of a party.
Yeah. I can't wait.
South Beach.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. No pants.
We're having a party.
No, I ain't doing it. I don't think my wife would approve
of
that.
Not going all the way down to the end of South Beach, are we? All right, that's Leroy Butler. It's time for us to go.
I got my tan already. I'm good.
Time for us to go have a go. It's it.
Sports Talk Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.